Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know, but the Bible says they knew they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. So what was so tempting about that tree? Where is it? What did she say here? Guys, I'm pushing the wrong buttons here. I want to go to the next screen. Am I doing that? I didn't know I could do that. All right. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that's logical, isn't it? And that it was a delight to the eyes, it was beautiful. What could be bad about in beauty? What could be bad with beauty? And the tree was to be desired to make one wise. She took of its fruit and ate. So what was so curious about this tree? What was so tempting about this tree? Why do you think they were curious? They were told not to eat from it. What else? They want to be like Mike. I mean, God. You know the old saying, be like Mike. That is old now, right? All right. Yeah, be like God. And when they are like God, they're going to know good and evil, right? Well, you know what? Sometimes isn't that so sweet to have that knowledge? And adults and youth that maybe have experienced some things that you now wish you wouldn't have, after you've experienced some things, don't you wish that you could just go back being the dumb self you were before? And I say that with all respect. Sometimes the knowledge that we gain from mistakes that we make is knowledge that we really don't want to have after it's all said and done. Well, I have to be honest with you, youth. I pray for you at least once a day. At least once a day. And I hope other people in this church do as well. I pray that God will protect you and keep you from seeing and doing things that are unhealthy. As a person who loves youth and works with youth and has three sons of my own, society really scares me. Society really scares me. I don't feel like an old fogey because, like I said earlier, I'm just above 25. But it doesn't seem like that long ago when I would have been talking about myself in these situations. But you know, the things that you youth have to put up with today, the violence on these video games, just the commercials for the games, I don't allow my boys to see. The sexual innuendos of sitcoms, the literal sex on TV shows. How many girls especially watch soaps with their moms, and then they think that's what marriage is going to be like? Well, I'm telling you right now, sisters and brothers, there isn't one honest marriage on a soap. They make sure of that. And the life that husbands and wives live on soaps is not the life of a husband and wife. Don't get married if you think that's the way it's going to be, because it ain't. And like I tell my boys, ain't ate a word, and that isn't marriage. So now you know my opinion of soaps. But anyway, MTV videos, movies, the skimpy clothes that popular folks wear.